Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. The U.S. Embassy to the Holy See is sponsoring a Rome conference Thursday entitled International Conflict and Interfaith Cooperation: How Religious Bodies and Governments Can Cooperate to Build Peace. The conference, moderated by U.S. Ambassador Miguel Diaz, will host a panel of Christian, Muslim, and Jewish speakers, including the Chief Rabbi of Rome, Ricardo Di Segni, Archbishop Antonio Ledesma of the Philippines, Imam Yahya Sergio Yahya Pallavicini, the Vice President of Italy's Islamic Community, and Chairman of the Ugandan Bishops' Conference, Archbishop John Baptist Odama of Gulu. Well, Marianne Cusimano Love, Associate Professor of International Relations at the Catholic University of America, will also be addressing the conference. Professor Cusimano Love is on the core group for the U.S. State Department's Working Group on Religion and Foreign Policy and serves on the U.S. Catholic Bishops' International Justice and Peace Committee. I asked her how Muslims, Jews, and Catholics can contribute to peace, and realistically, how can they cooperate together?
I think one of the things that's important to note is we're at a time when states are challenged around the world in dealing with many problems, from terrorism to ethnic violence to civil wars, and religion is resurgent around the world. So you're looking, where are there some functional capacity that we can have to try to build peace? And religions can be a very important source of that. And I know that seems counterintuitive, you know, because certainly since September 11th, but often religion is painted as the bad guy, the source of war, or else religion is unimportant. You know, the idea that Joseph Stalin said during the Second World War, how many divisions does the Pope have? You know, if you don't have armies, you can't be very important. But I think that really overlooks the tremendous power that religious organizations have in providing education and providing health care and providing emergency and humanitarian assistance. And in that work, they build relationships. They build relationships with people on the ground in areas of conflict so that when war comes and governments are not able to respond, who can you talk to who has relationships with the people, who may be able to bring the combatants to the peace table, who certainly are able to serve the displaced, the refugees, the internally displaced, the victims of conflict, and who have a rich on-the-ground knowledge. So I think first is that religious groups can be very helpful and are very helpful in building peace around the world. The second part is how these traditions can work together. And that's increasingly important because not only is religion resurgent and states are challenged, but globalization is mixing. It's mixing everyone together. So increasingly, places that had not been previously pluralistic in religion now are. So we're finding that we have to work together much more than we have been perhaps in the past. And there have been really exciting breakthroughs in that. Archbishop Ledesma from the Philippines will be with us at the embassy event. And he has been working for almost 30 years now with the Bishops Ulama Dialogue in the southern area of the Philippines, where there's been ongoing conflict. And the imams and the bishops have been working together to build relationships, to build trust across the religious borders, and to help build peace there.
One of the things that Pope Benedict has been urging Catholics to do is to jumpstart this new evangelization. But sometimes evangelization can lead to conversion, and that itself is an issue between different faith communities. How do we not start wars, but we bring peace about through this also, this very Catholic initiative of new evangelization?
Mm-hmm. Evangelization can take many forms. And for the peace builders around the world, one of the most important forms is through our deeds. They will know we are Christians by our love. So Caritas Internationalis, which is one of the main relief and humanitarian aid organizations of the Church, they serve all based on need, not by creed. And they are not allowed in many situations to be passing out Bibles or offering baptism, but many times people, after experiencing the work of the Church and the care of the Church, are so moved by that witness of Christ's presence in the world that they then ask, "Can I know more about your faith? What is it in your faith that brings you to serve me? And I am not of your tribe, of your ethnicity, of your religion, yet you are caring more for me than sometimes people who might share some of those characteristics with me." So I think you're right if you are that can often cause concerns. But the way we go about it is very important. And if we are known by our deeds, I think that can go quite a long way to generating goodwill.
Marianne Love, Associate Professor of International Relations at the Catholic University of America.